Yeah, you had a winter, winter classic this year at Little Fenway, didn't you?
I did. We started that last year, and it was a huge success, so we decided to do it again this year. It was a lot of fun. Very different game in the snow and ice than it is in the summer.
Yeah, I bet. I bet running's a little different. Doing the Winter Classic on top of all the other different charity events that you've done over the years, I mean, it's becoming, it must be a year-round enterprise to keep Little Fenway and Little Wrigley going.
It is. And it's quite pleasurable, though, because by having one in the winter, it sort of breaks it up a little bit in that there isn't a long time between one tournament and the next. And then as the summer approaches, certainly in March, April, and May, it's kind of exciting to sort of make some additions to the fields and upgrade them and get them ready for, you know, June, July, and August.
Now, over the years, you've had a lot of success raising money for the Travis Roy Foundation, and you've done other charity events as well. What other events do you do? What other charities do you work with during the season?
Well, I have a friend who started an organization called Slam Diabetes, which raises awareness for the need to fight type 1 diabetes. We started that tournament a couple of years ago, and that's grown very rapidly. That's our second biggest event, and that's held in June each year. We've also done some tournaments for cancer, and we had a tournament we ran for 6 years to raise money for families that have chronically ill children. So there have been a number of other events we've had at the fields in Vermont, and we're going to continue to do a lot of the smaller events, you know, that we weave in as we can do them. For example, in September, we're having a tournament, which is just a one-day tournament, to raise money for the family of a teacher who is savagely murdered in Vermont. And the schools around the state of Vermont are kind of pulling together to send some representative players to help with that fundraiser.
Do you get many requests or more requests than you can handle for tournaments like this?
I do. I get a lot of emails and a lot of phone calls for tournaments, but I also get a lot of emails and phone calls from people around the country that are sort of replicating what we've tried to do in their own backyards. And those are fun, too, to help out when they want to get information on dimensions or color of the paint or, you know, how to actually organize and run fundraisers. It's really a pleasure to see the roots of this thing grow.
So the tournaments have grown so much back at home at Little Fenway that you built Little Wrigley a few years ago next door, and now you're talking about building a third field?
That's right. That's right. We look at the fundraising goals that we've had and the fact that there are a lot of teams that aren't able to get in the tournaments we have. So rather than, you know, add more tournaments, what we'd like to do is try to get more teams into the premier tournaments that we have, most notably the Travis Roy Foundation tournament. With a third field, we would be able to do a lot more fundraising. We have plans to actually start the excavation this spring. It's going to be called Little Field of Dreams, so it's going to be a takeoff on the field in Dyersville, Iowa, which was the site of the 1988 film Field of Dreams.
Sure.
So we'll have certainly a backstop that looks the same, the bleachers, and, of course, most notably, the corn out in the outfield.
Are you going to grow corn every year?
Yes, we are planning to grow corn. We feel that it should be 6 or 8 feet tall by the time the big August tournament rolls around, and I think that'll look really nice.
You going to have anybody dress up and come out as Shoeless Joe?
I think there will be probably some of that going
I'm
on
sure.
as well.
Yeah. You wrote a book several years ago about building Little Fenway, and others around the country have kind of copied and emulated what you've done and built, you know, little replica parks and done charity events and things like that. How important is it to be able to combine, you know, your love for baseball and doing that?
Growing up with that passion for baseball, it just became, you know, the dominant force in my life. And when we built Little Fenway and we saw that that took off as a community venue and a kind of a magical place. So I think that's really the key, is to create a fun atmosphere and then use that fun atmosphere to do more and more things in the community.
Pat, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it.
Sure, Rick. It's a pleasure talking to you.